Tomorrow's the big day.
Yep, we're all going on a free trip to San Francisco.
Can you believe that out of 3,000 entries, the Acme Soap Company happened to pick my entry out of the revolving drum?
No, I still think it was rigged.
How?
Well, they let you win so that they could get a free plug on Fun Phone.
But they didn't.
They sure did. Read the script back about 6 lines.
One, two, three, four, five. Happened to pick my entry out of the revolving... Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. Oh, well, who cares? We're all going for free.
Yeah, but where's Jeffy? Jeffy!
What is it, guys?
Jeffy, are you still worried about flying tomorrow?
Yeah. Listen, Stu, ever since I was a little kid, I've been afraid to fly. It scares the living daylights out of me.
Jeffy, there's nothing to be worried about. We're going on Interspace Airways. It's one of the best airlines in the country.
Even still, I don't want to go.
Oh, yes, you are. We're making a special appearance on Mark Brunet's line, and you got to be there. Now go home, get some sleep, and we'll see you tomorrow.
I'll go home, but I won't get any sleep. I'm too scared.
Will you knock it off and go home?
Boy, what a pussy.
Yeah, he's got nothing to worry about. Oh, well, I'll see you tomorrow, Stu. Good night.
That's good night, aspirin.
Oh, shut up.
Hi, Fluke, you all packed?
Yep. Have you seen Jeffy?
There he is by the porter.
Here's $5. Cart me back to Los Angeles.
Come on, Jeffy. Our plane is boarding. Let's go.
No, Stu, no. I can't go. I'm too young to die. No,
no.
Now, just relax, Jeffy. We'll be in San Francisco in no time at all.
You better buckle your seatbelt.
Yeah, I want to live as long as possible.
Will you stop worrying?
Good afternoon, and welcome aboard Interspace Airlines Flight 702 to San Francisco. We'll be cruising at an altitude of, 10,000, 20,000, maybe even 30,000 feet. Just a little joke.
Very funny, very funny.
And we should be landing in San Francisco about 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The weatherman predicts light drizzle in the Bay Area, so I hope you've packed a jacket. Our three stewards, Larry, Moe, and Curly, are eagerly awaiting to serve you, and you can purchase cocktails for $1 each.
Good, because I'll need one.
I know you will.
Huh?
Now, as we ascend over the clouds, should there be a loss in cabin pressure, oxygen mass will be lowered to your reach. Simply grasp the end of the mask and place it over your nose and mouth, as Curly is illustrating in the front of the cabin. Then breathe normally. Sit back and enjoy the rest of the flight.
That does it! That does it! The only time I want to wear an oxygen mask is when I'm dying, and it's not going to be today! I'm getting out of here!
Sit down, Jeffy!
Above all, enjoy the flight, and keep your fingers crossed.
What's that supposed to mean? What's that supposed to mean?
It was just a joke, Jeffy!
Yes, it was just a joke, Jeffy.
Oh, boy!
Oh, girl.
This isn't so bad, is it, Jeffy?
You're right, Stu. This is fine.
Ladies and gentlemen, sorry to interrupt your flight, but this is your pilot again. If you look over your left shoulder, you may notice that our number one left engine is on fire.
What?!
However, this is nothing to worry about. We can still make it to San Francisco with the other two engines. I just thought that you might be wondering.
No, I never would have known if you hadn't told me.
Oh, well, that's the break.
Let me out of here. I can't stand it.
Can't leave now, Jeffy. We're at 20,000 feet.
Maybe even 30,000.
Yeah.
Huh? Stu,
Sit back and relax, Jeffy. There's nothing to worry about. Right, pilot? Pilot?
He didn't answer you.
Well,
Jen. Oh, right. I'm sorry I wasn't listening. We're playing cards up here in the cockpit. Sorry.
You're sorry? Now I know how the passengers in Airport 1975 felt!
How you doing, Jeffy?
Oh, fine. Just fine.
Good afternoon. Sorry to interrupt again, ladies and gentlemen, but if you look out over your left shoulder, you'll note that now the number two engine is also on fire. However, this is nothing to worry about, as we can still make it to San Francisco on our one right engine.
That's it. Where's the emergency exit?
Stop it, Jeffy. Stop it. We're almost to SF. Relax. The pilot said there's nothing to worry about.
Baruch, Atah, Adonai, Eloheinu!
You were bar mitzvahed 5 years ago.
I know, but it doesn't hurt to pray.
Oh, Stuart, How much longer will it be until we get to San Francisco? Oh, is that so?
I can't take much more of this!
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, this is your pilot speaking, and here's the latest news. If you look out over your right shoulder, you will see that our third and final engine is also on fire. Now, if you will look over your left shoulder and straight down, you will see a small boat in the middle of the ocean. Well, that's me, and the co-pilot. And that's no joke. This has been a recording. Ta-da.
No!